For the first time, citizens of the Czech Republic are participating in direct elections for president. Stefan Boss reports.
With nearly all votes counted, it has become clear that former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman received roughly a quarter of the vote in the first round of the Czech Republic's historic presidential elections. This was the first time in the young nation's 20-year history that a Czech president was elected by popular vote. In the past, they were chosen by the country's parliament. Zeman, who is 68, thanked those who trusted him with their ballot.
Dovolte mě, abych poděkoval I svému týmu.
He said he wanted to thank his team and the voters. Without them, Zeman said, he would not be able to make it. Zeman will have tough competition from the elderly foreign minister Karl Schwarzenberg, who was placed second with about 23% of the vote. Both men will face each other in a runoff round on January 25th and January 26th. The outcome came as a setback for former Prime Minister Jan Fischer, who had hoped to become Europe's first directly elected Jewish president. Fischer, the son of a Holocaust survivor, had urged voters to choose with their heart. He said, don't be poisoned by the politicians, but make your own choice, adding that this is not about the personality of candidates, but about you and the future of the country. Another prominent candidate, the 53-year-old opera composer, painter and professor Vladimir Franz, also didn't make it to the second round. Some voters found him too scary, as he is tattooed from head to toe, with his face in a warrior-like mix of blue, green and red. The new president will replace the Eurosceptic Václav Klaus. Though largely a ceremonial role, the president yields political influence at a time when the Czech Republic faces economic decline and over 9% unemployment. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.